A pledge allegiance tonight will be led by Assemblymember James Stowe, and the invocation will be given by former mayor Don McConaughey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, guide this assembly to arrive at the best possible decisions for the city and borough of Wrangell. Give them insight and a deep sense of caring for this community. May the discussion of the issues be lively and informative, and may you all create a better place for us in which to live. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Don.
First item we have tonight is a certificate of service for John Taylor for his service on the Planning and Zoning Commission from January 1999 to April 2013. And we do appreciate anyone who spends their time in the service of the city. Mr. Taylor isn't here, but you can make sure that he gets that. I appreciate it. Next item we have is a proclamation from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, National Missing Children's Day. Whereas, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, an estimated 800,000 children are reported missing each year, and whereas, on average, approximately 2,000 children are reported missing to law enforcement agencies daily, and whereas approximately 58,200 of these children are victims of non-family abductions, and more than 200,000 are the victims of family abductions, and whereas the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children exists as a source resource to help prevent child abduction and sexual exploitation, help find missing children, and assist victims of child abduction and sexual exploitation, their families, and the professionals who serve them. And whereas, this special day is a time to remember those children who are missing and give hope to their families. Now, therefore, be it resolved that in partnership with NCMEC and its supporters, the City and Borough of Wrangell proclaims May 25th as National Missing Children's Day and urges the participation of local government, law enforcement, and communities in the protection of children and educating children about child abduction and sexual exploitation and how to respond and seek help from law enforcement, social services, and NCMEC. Item 2, roll call.
Assemblymember Stokes.
Present.
Christian.
Here.
Jameson.
Here.
McCloskey.
Here.
Stowe.
Here.
Wiederspoon.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda.
Your Honor, Assembly members, I'd like to add one item to Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. And it's the Code Review Committee replacement appointment.
We can do that. Thank you. Is there anything further there? Item 5, consent agenda. Item 4, conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest? Hearing none, then we'll go to item 5.
I move to approve agenda items listed under consent agenda, those marked 6A, 7A, 7B, and 13B.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jameson?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item eight, Borough Manager's Report.
Just two items in addition to the written report. The first one is a follow-up regarding Lemonade Day. Our Lemonade Day participation almost doubled this year in the number of booths and the number of children. And they all have to submit their reports, their final paperwork this week. So I should be able to give you a report as far as their money raised and the donations to charity that were made by all of the booths. One of their requirements is to donate 10% of the profits to charity. And there were a couple different charities listed, St. Francis Animal Hospital, KSDK, the Summer Reading Program, are three that I'm aware of for locally that they had identified. And then the other item was just to follow up from my visit last week to Sitka to meet with Mr. Perkins with the USDA. And Ms. Sanger and I met with Mr. Perkins on Friday to review the reapplication process for the USDA loan for the replacement project. And we brought him up to date on where we were, and he informed us that Ms. Tammy Trevino, the USDA Administrator for Housing and Community Facilities, will be visiting Wrangell on Monday, June 10th. And we will be providing Ms. Trevino with a tour of some of the facilities that USDA helped fund and construct, which would be the library, the Nolan Center, the senior housing, community garden. And then we're also going to show her the NRCS clinic to show her where the new hospital will be located, and then also give her a tour of the existing facility.
Let's see how crowded we are today. Yes. It was such a battle trying to find a place for Dr. Hagen to work.
We're going through that process of scheduling that. She comes in on the morning jet and she leaves on the afternoon jet, so we don't have her for a long period of time, so we're trying to cram in as much as we possibly can. And one of the things she's specifically interested in is the community garden. I think she has a passion for that and wants to see how that works in Alaska, so we're going to show her that too.
And the fruit trees up there.
Good idea. They have fenced in too now.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. Anyone have any?
I just have a quick question for Tim. And I know I read through, of course, the synopsis here on the spreadsheet. And the key question I have concerning the WCM replacement project is, what can the hospital afford to pay for? You know.
Well, that's one of the studies or one of the requirements that USDA has, is to go through and do a financial performance study again. And they'll probably use the same company that we used the first time, but then it also has to be reviewed by an independent third party.
Because I see the square footage has been reduced down to 53,000. Is that what we're looking at right now?
And actually, there's a potential for that to be reduced a little bit more due to identified areas that are in the AICS clinic and the hospital clinic that might be able to be shared. I think Marla is visiting with the Alaska Island Community Services on potential savings there, potential areas where we can cut down in the hospital as well.
And then the only other question I have is, on the response to the DNR letter on land selection, any idea when they might respond to our objection?
No, we sent the response by email and also sent the response by certified mail. And I don't know if they have a required time frame or not. I can certainly look into that to see. But I don't know if they have to answer us within 30 days or not. I wanted to use all the time that we had because I felt we needed to look and really look at the reasons why they rejected and formulate our response and our arguments as to why we felt different parcels were certainly needed by us. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll hear something back soon. Mm-hmm. But I'll try to find out if they have to answer by a certain date.
They probably don't, but you never know. It's a state.
It's always the applicant.
Yeah. Anything further? I'd just like to make one comment. As you mentioned, hospital and AICS seem to be working rather closely now, and I think that's a very good thing.
It was an important part of our visit with Mr. Perkins to show the unity between the city and the hospital. So.
Thank you. borough clerk's spot?
Under the calendar items, I just wanted to bring to your attention that there was a Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau meeting that was scheduled for Thursday. That meeting has been canceled. And there is a special energy committee now that has been scheduled for 6:30 on Thursday, the 16th, and that will be held here in the Borough Assembly Chambers. And under the calendar, that's all that I have in addition. And I have on my clerk's file the request for travel for me to attend training in Tacoma. And I just wanted to note that this training is essential for me to obtain my certification as a certified municipal clerk, which is very important to me. And as you can see with the information I provided to you, that attending the professional development training provides me with the tools and the networking resources that are vital in performing my duties as your borough clerk. And I do appreciate your support.
Your Honor, Assemblymember, I'd like to make a motion to move to approve the travel and training in June of 2013 for the borough clerk to attend the Municipal Clerks Professional Development Institute in Tacoma, Washington.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Your Honor, Assemblymember, for some of you, you do remember when I did travel to Tacoma, Washington to take PD 1, 2, and 3, and it's very important, essential for the municipal clerk's growth, professional growth within her office, and all the tools she learns, she'll bring all that back, give us a report, implement what she has learned for City Hall, for her office, for the community. So, I can't say enough how important it is for her to attend to work towards her certification as a clerk.
I'd just like to add to that that those that were here at the time when Kim Flores was selected for the position, this was kind of promised. It was not any formal agreement, but it was implied this training would be provided.
And continued education, mm-hmm. which is essential, it's important.
Any further discussion?
I think even in the future, the city clerk needs to be continue her education. Mm-hmm. It's vital that we have that process continue.
Anybody? Call roll, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Jameson?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
And I do have one other item that was at the end of my report with regards to the AML summer legislative meeting. And so far I have Mayor Jack and assembly members Jameson and Christian are going to be attending, and I was hoping that Assembly Member Stowe would like to attend as well. So if there's anybody else who'd like to attend, if you'll please let me know.
Since there'll be four of us, I suspect that we'd probably have to do a notice.
She'd have to advertise that.
You've already arranged.
Well, I can't. Yeah.
Okay, good. I need to take this. All right.
And that's all I have, and I think.
Thank you. Item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Are there any reports by any assembly members?
Your Honor, Assembly Member, I would just like to thank you very much for appointing me for this position. It's only until October 2013, but I really, truly appreciate the unanimous vote. I truly do. And I'm here to, you know, help wrangle the citizens, and thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Helped us in the past.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any reports? Item 10B, appointment to fill the vacancies on the Planning and Zoning Commission. And we have no letters of interest for that, so continue to advertise for that. And then next one is item 10C, appointment to fill the vacancy on the Economic Development Committee. We also have no letters of interest for that one, so we'll continue to advertise for that. Item 10D, appointment of the Rango Medical Center Board Liaison Alternate Seat. That Pam McCloskey was on that formerly, and is there anybody have an interest? Any of the assembly members have an interest in doing that?
Your Honor, Assembly Member, I move to appoint Assembly Member McCloskey to fill the vacancy of the Rangel Medical Center Board Liaison Alternate Seat, if she so wishes.
What days are the meetings on?
They're on Wednesday.
They usually meet the Wednesday following this meeting, so tomorrow, the third Wednesday of the month.
Third Wednesday of the month.
At 5:30.
I could do them. Oh, cool. I got to make sure I did what didn't conflict with my job.
Well, been a motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Jameson?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Leaderson?
Yes.
Stokes? Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Thank you.
May I ask a quick question? Are you going to be there tomorrow night, James?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Would you let me know when you're not going to be there?
Yes,
if I have
will.
To? Thank you.
Item 10E is added and we need to appoint it to the code committee.
Your Honor, Assembly Member, I'm the one who requested that be amended to the agenda this evening. And I would be interested in filling that spot only if there's no one else who wants to step forward.
I make a motion to appoint Christy to the code committee.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you, Pam.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
Jameson?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Persons to be heard.
Your Honor, there are no persons to be heard.
Thank you.
Well, I guess there
are. You certainly go ahead. State your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Don McConaughey, 622 Zamovia Highway, Wrangell, Alaska. There's two things that I've noticed. One is we have Christy sitting on the opposite end of the podium, and I thought that Christy knew a lot better in volunteering only if nobody else wants to do it. she's not, you have a lot to learn, Christy. But I just want to say I haven't read this yet, but I will. And you know, this is the most important thing that you do as an assembly. And it's always not always hard, but it's always an anxious moment when you go through this. You know, do your due diligence the way Tim and Jeff have done theirs in order to prepare this. And it's you know, it's really hard portion of time to go through, but your willingness to do it is something that needs to be commended. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to go listen to a concert because that's where everybody else is, I'm sure. Take care.
Good night.
Item 12, unfinished business. We have none. Item 13, new business. 13A, discussion and possible action relating to an industrial lot trade between the city and borough of Wrangell and Brett Woodbury.
Your Honor, Assembly Members, I would like to move to approve the exchange of the lot owned by the city and borough of Wrangell, Lot 7, Block 61, with the lot owned by Mr. Brett Woodbury, Lot 3, Block 65, both located in the Wrangell Industrial Subdivision Park expansion, and to direct staff to advertise the sale of Lot 3, Block 65, according to the requirements contained within the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Second.
Been moved and second. Discussion?
I'll be happy to review it if you have any questions. It's pretty straightforward. Mr. Woodbury owns two lots. The city owns a lot that doesn't have utilities or access to it. He would like to trade a lot that has utilities and access to it for a lot that doesn't. It's certainly a win-win on our situation. He gets to access a lot, and we don't have to provide the access to it or the utilities to it, and we get to turn around and sell a lot that has good access and utilities to it. So. Wins for us.
Seems like to me it works out good for both parties.
And they are of comparable size. Let's
make sure. Sounds good. Any further discussion? Oval, please.
Assembly Members Christian?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jameson?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Mahoski?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, final plat approval of the Goodall replat.
It's already been approved on the consent agenda. Approve that, Your Honor.
Thank you. The next item is attorney's file, and we have none. Item 15, we have no executive session. We'll move on to item 16, and everybody's looking for the adjournment. And we'll do that at 7:22.
Cool. Almost the fastest. I think there was one like it.